The one-hour debate between Sutton and Yepsen focused on many of the issues facing Saratoga Springs voters, including the potential impact of an expanded Saratoga casino and raceway, calls for more EMS and fire department services in the city, and issues with downtown traffic and parking. In the question-and-answer style debate moderated by the Saratoga Springs League of Women Voters at Saratoga Springs High School, the candidates began trading barbs nearly immediately. In her opening remarks, Sutton highlighted what she believed are some of the current administration's successes. She has served as deputy mayor for the last 6 years. Sutton mentioned the negotiations with public employee unions to save money on long-term health care costs. A resident questioned Sutton on the validity of the $32 million figure. Sutton cited a fiscal audit by the New York State Comptroller's Office that identified the decrease in long-term liability after negotiations in 2012. In her response, Yepsen said the number assigned to Saratoga Springs is unrealized liability, which is subject to change. Another early questioner asked Yepsen whether her endorsements from public employees unions are a conflict of interest. Yepsen said she was proud of all of her endorsements. Sutton, however, took the opposite position on endorsements from public employees unions. The candidates did find some common ground on how they plan to mitigate the impacts of a planned expansion at the Saratoga Casino and Raceway on local entertainment venues, including SPAC. The $33 million plan includes the construction of a five-story hotel and a new performing arts venue, whether or not the state's casino referendum passes in November. Yepsen responded first, outlining the steps she's already taken as county supervisor to get the owners of the casino and raceway to discuss their plans with the community. Sutton agreed with what Yepsen deemed as necessary and also said communication with downtown businesses could prevent any negative impacts. The candidates also answered questions about how they'll make City Hall more accessible to the public, how they'd approach recreation, and if they'd reinstate an administrator of parks, open spaces, and historic preservation, and shared their opinions on making downtown more accessible to pedestrians. Outgoing Republican Mayor Scott Johnson is not seeking re-election. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau at Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.